I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Mark this weekend as the weekend the Democrat Party finally made it clear Christians aren't welcome. There is no place for you in the Democrat Party if you're Christian. You'll be mocked, you'll be jeered, and you'll be thrown out. What I'm about to play for you would have been unthinkable for a Democrat candidate a decade ago, two decades ago. Kamala Harris interrupting her rally to mock and jeer two students for saying Jesus is Lord. She was talking about abortion and saying that Donald Trump had deliberately appointed members of the Supreme Court who would ban abortions. Of course, abortions haven't been banned. That's not a thing that happened. The right to decide the future of abortion was simply returned where constitutionally it must go, to the states, because the Supreme Court never had the authority to decide the issue. But she's laying this out, and one of the students yells, Jesus is Lord. Now, here's what's so remarkable about this. This wasn't that loud. To hear the person yell, Jesus is Lord at the rally, I really, really had to manipulate the volume on the recording because so many other people are yelling at the same time. I'm surprised she even caught it. She stops cold. Again, she could have just ignored this, but she couldn't do it. Instead, she said this.
Oh, you guys are at the wrong rally. No, I think you meant to go to the smaller one down the street.
The two students are then escorted out, not by the Secret Service or by the police, but by her campaign staff. In other words, they weren't ejected because they were suspected to be some kind of threat. They were ejected because of what they said. This is the real Kamala Harris, the one whose hatred of Christians and religious people is so extreme, she can't help herself. She even hurts herself and she can't stop. Here's one of the two students later interviewed on Fox News. And as you hear this, realize this incredible fact. Not one Democrat from coast to coast of this country condemned this. Suggested, maybe put out a statement saying, hey, you know what? Christians are always welcome. The Democrat Party. I reject this. Not one. Why? This is a clear, unified message. If you are openly Christian, you are not welcome. Anyway, Fox News. Here's one of the two students who was thrown out.
This is a small venue, and we were about 20 to 30 yards away from Kamala at this point. There's a lot of controversy that says she wasn't talking to us or we left, we didn't get kicked out. Well, I can speak on Grant and I's behalf. On video, Grant's getting pushed and shoved. And there's about 5 seconds after or before she tells us to go to the smaller rally down the street. You can see on the video she waves. She was actually waving to me. I took this cross off my neck that I wear, and as we were getting asked to leave, I held it up in the air and waved at her and pointed to her, and she looked directly in the eye, kind of gave me an evil smirk, and I just want to clear that up and confirm that she 100% was talking to us, And there's other controversy that says we left. We were getting shouted at, pushed, assaulted, screamed at, so we were walking away, but there was about three attendees there, volunteers that kicked us out with badges or whatever they had. And I specifically remember this one man saying, you were uninvited and unwelcome to this event. You need to leave. And all they did was walk us out the door. They didn't tell us why. No cops escorted us out. No Secret Service. And that's our story.
This is not surprising. It's historical. The left has been this way since the time of Marx. In the societies they create, government replaces God. And above all other institutions, the party becomes the center of society. And there is only one. I remind you of that all the time. There is only one party. There is never too. What does that mean? They make themselves God. The government may be the delivery mechanism that replaces the church and the Lord, but ultimately all of society is built around the party, i.e. worship of themselves. Remember when Barack Obama famously said, "We are who we've been waiting for"? That's exactly what he was conveying. It's why in communist China, only 9 commandments are allowed, not 10. When I tell this to people and I ask them to guess which commandment they've erased, they always say, "Thou shalt not kill." Nope, that's one of them. They're actually allowed to display that in state-approved churches. So what's the missing commandment? Thou shalt have no other God besides me. This is why they are obsessed with Christians when Christians are not obsessed with them. Liberalism at its heart is a God complex. Meanwhile, a poll by the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University has found that millions of religious people, most of whom are Christians, report they will not vote in November's election. Based on the poll results among Christians, it's estimated that 46 million church-attending Protestants and 19 million church-attending Catholics will not participate in this election. Folks, I don't understand what part of "we are going to eliminate the First Amendment" these people don't understand. Because I'll tell you what, you may dislike Trump, but he's not going to eliminate the First Amendment. That's not going to happen. Well, what is the First Amendment? People always associate it with speech, right? But it also guarantees the right of assembly and freedom of religion. You better believe they're coming for you and for your church. But who are they? There's a really important lesson in this story from last week I meant to get to, because our side covered it all wrong. It's the story of the 100 plus members of the Labor Party. And these aren't just anybody. These are their strategists coming to Nevada, Pennsylvania, Virginia, and North Carolina to help Kamala Harris win. Okay, for starters, the Labor Party is currently led by self-admitted socialist and unfortunately now Prime Minister of the UK, Keir Starmer. Self-admitted socialist. Why are they paying the bill to send 100 current and former party staff to fly to the U.S. to campaign for Harris? That's a tremendous expenditure. It doesn't get them any votes where they need them in their own country. And it's not their first expenditure. Back in August, they sent Deborah Madison, a top advisor to Keir Starmer, to advise Kamala Harris's campaign. Then in August, they also sent a full delegation to attend the entire DNC convention. Why are they suddenly so interested in us? They almost see the U.S. as an extension of their own political playground in the U.K. It's because they intend to rule you. And with Kamala Harris firmly ensconced as president, they'll get to. Remember what happened after the Labour Party delegation returned to the U.K. after the convention? What happened? The top cop in the UK who answers to the Labour Party, he's the top prosecutor, announced what? That he had the right to extradite Americans for trial for violating speech laws in the UK, even if they did the violations on social media on American soil. And I told you at the time, there is no way an ally of ours says a thing like that without a green light from Washington, without a green light specifically from the leadership of the Democrat Party and no less than the White House. In fact, odds are decent that this was actually an American idea. This was actually a Democrat Party idea that they were asked to convey. Why? To intimidate Elon Musk into going along with the censorship regime at X, to intimidate Facebook, to intimidate YouTube, to intimidate all of these outlets to get the censorship the Democrat Party wants. The decimation of the First Amendment they all want. Because, folks, what you're watching is them cobbling together the foundation, the founding purpose of a worldwide government to censor speech. So this is why these members of the Labour Party are expending this amount of capital to come to the U.S., to get on the ground, to try to help Kamala Harris to win this election. Our side spun this as a case of barely legal, and it's right on the line. Barely legal foreign interference, and it is.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
But it's more than that. What you're watching is the merger of authoritarian totalitarians around their anti-speech goals and the formation of an international government that says, if you don't like your right-wing political clash, by God, just extradite them here and we'll put them away for life. Don't forget, this is a country where a man was recently convicted and is serving a 3-year prison sentence for inciting racism online, whatever that is. Meanwhile, Donald Trump was doing significantly more normal things this weekend, and it paid off. Trump's TikTok from McDonald's, his job there, now has, as of this morning, 20 million views and nearly 3 million likes in 16 hours on TikTok alone. What a contrast between the two parties this is. Donald Trump doing just a very normal thing, serving McDonald's through a window. By the way, in the drive-through line, he did it to point out that he is now, he says, worked longer at McDonald's than Kamala Harris ever had, because she totally lied about that. Folks, he's also doing this to subtly point out she couldn't have pulled this off. She doesn't have this level of comfort with the public, with normal people that he does, where he genuinely enjoys interacting with them. You can tell.
Look at that. Look at that. How are you?
Thank you, Mr. President.
Nice to see you. Hi, darling. How are you?
You made it possible for ordinary people like us to meet.
You're not ordinary.
I mean, thank you so much.
You are not ordinary. I can see.
We pray for you.
Thank you.
And you are the type of person we want to be the president.
Thank you very much.
I put the video up on my Twitter feed. It's unbelievable. The folks who just showed up because he was going to be there, folks, this isn't even a rally. The guy's just serving burgers and fries in a drive-through line. This is incredible. The crowd went for more than a mile. And if you look, they had them cordoned off. So they're up like on the side of the road over a sidewalk. They're about 10 deep. And this goes as far as the eye can see, all the way up and down the road by the McDonald's. This is incredible momentum that he has. She couldn't begin to do this. Remember this from last week? By the way, the media, the liberal media, was trying to say, well, this doesn't count because it wasn't impromptu, because the Secret Service vetted the people who came, you know, through the drive-thru. Well, of course they did, because the location was announced. I mean, you know, hello, ring the dinner bell. We don't need a third assassination attempt. But folks, compare that to this. Headline, Kamala's town hall audience. This was in Las Vegas for Univision. Yeah, it was billed as an opportunity for undecided Latino voters to question the vice president, but it was a lie. Half the audience was a rent-a-crowd, and the other half was flown in by the network. Meanwhile, it looks like we're seeing a Republican surge, a size of which we may have not ever seen before. Like, take North Carolina, for instance. 2020, 40% of those who showed up for the first week of early voting were Democrats. 31% were Republicans. Fast forward to 22, 38% were Democrats, 32% Republicans, so roughly the same. What is it now? 35% are Democrats, 33% are Republicans, and roughly about the same percentage as unaffiliated as have been showing up to these things. So folks, you're seeing a surge of a few points in the Republican direction in these precincts that we haven't seen in the last three elections. If we can duplicate this outside the South, and you know, you never know what's going to go on with the North, but if we can duplicate this in Michigan, Wisconsin, we can, folks, we can win this thing. Here's the bottom line. This is what you need to look at, okay? If Donald Trump wins Georgia, Pennsylvania, and North Carolina, that's it. It's over. He's the president. He's done it before. He won them all in 2016. Losing, of course, Georgia and Pennsylvania in 2020 or so. Folks, if you live in a swing state, you have to go vote early. You've got to go vote early. Go to swampthevoteusa.com. You can put your information in. Find out where your early voting location is. That's swampthevoteusa.com. Here's what drives me nuts. There's this sort of conspiratorial undercurrent that says, hey, we need, Republicans need to wait to the day of so that Democrats won't know how many of us are, have voted, and it'll be harder to manufacture ballot. Folks, here's the problem with that, though. The Democrats know what we think. And you know what they do? They make it so that the lines are very, very, very long. You could do this in so many different ways. For instance, 8 voting machines are the norm, so the Republican precincts get 3. Lines stretch up to 5 hours, and people give up because they have to go back to work. Is that winning? No. If they think we're going to swamp the polls on the last day, you're going to see stuff like that all over the place. Remember in Arizona what they did? It was absolutely terrible. They deliberately ordered, I think it was deliberate, the wrong size ballots so that the machines jammed. And it was mainly Republican precincts that got those ballots. 7-hour wait. And most people just gave up. They couldn't do it. Look, it's not illegal to order, oops, the wrong size ballots. This is the stuff that they do. In Fairfax County, Virginia, during Glenn Youngkin's race for governor in 2021, they tried to stop counting in the most populated county. And Hermie Dillon's Republican had to file a court order to force them to continue counting because they knew if they kept counting, they were going to lose. In Harris County, Texas, where Houston is, 121 voting centers in 2022 received only 600 paper ballots to cover voter turnout, and of course they ran out. Well, voters had to sit around 4 hours and wait for them. And these are in precincts where they put 600 ballots, but 1,549 people voted. Because see, if you don't vote early, they can do the math too and figure out how many have to vote election day. And then they can figure out where to make it hard for you to vote on election day. And folks, that just that assumes now that somebody is up to no good. You could have the electricity go out. You could have the internet go down. You could have, you know, like a car accident with the transportation of voting machines. I mean, this possibilities are endless, and it could end the republic. So you need to bank your vote. Do not wait till election day. Folks, I actually interviewed a county chairman from Transylvania County, North Carolina, and he was saying on the first day of early voting, and a lot of this is pent up demand, the lines were so long that he said between 2-3% of the vote, they just watched them. They pulled into the parking lot, saw the line, turned around and left. What is it going to be like on election day? Is your plan, hey, I'll go vote at lunch. Yeah, good luck. You'll probably be there the whole afternoon. Are you able on election day to say to your boss, hey, I'm going to go ahead and take the next 4 to 5 hours off. I got to stand in this line. If not, you need to make a plan to vote early, especially if you're in a swing state. Literally, the Republic could depend on your vote. And think about it this way. This is how I like to think about it. Everybody says, does my vote matter? Well, here's what I like to think about when I'm standing in that line. Somewhere, some liberal is also standing online, and I'm standing here to cancel their vote, to make sure their vote gets canceled and doesn't count. And that really motivates me because I can almost picture that person. And so to find your early voting location, go to swampthevoteusa.com. That's swampthevoteusa.com. I'll put the link in the podcast description, and I'm going to leave it pinned to the top of my Twitter feed, throughout the duration of early voting. You need to vote early. Swampthevote.com. The link will help you find where your early voting location is. And a lot of the time, it's not the same as your election day location. Again, swampthevoteusa.com.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.